Okay, ready? This sugya, as you probably already recognize, it opens up many, many aspects of Hilchos Shabbos, and if we really get into this to the extent that we might, it could take us many, many days, which we're not going to do, but at least to get acquainted with some of the sugyas that are relevant, that have bearing on this Gemara. We'll try to keep it focused on what our Gemara is saying, but just at least to know that at some point, if you want to track it and get into the Inyanim, I mean, all the halachas, many of the halachas have to do with opening bottles on Shabbos, opening cans on Shabbos, having some way connection to this Gemara and the Gemaras that are related to this Gemara. So these are big sugyas just to be aware of. And again, as much as we're able to just get some sense of what it is, that will be our focus. So the Gemara again, the statement only comes in here, Derech Agav, as Rashi points out, V'am Rav Yehuda Marav, HaPoseach Beis HaTzavar B'Shabbos Chayv Chatas. What exactly does that mean? Rashi learns that this is a new chaluk. Rashi's pshat is asa pelechok chadash. So there was the way that was made was it was yet not yet open for the neck, for the head to go through, and you opened it up in order that you'd be able to wear it. So the halacha is chayiv. There's a chiyuv because you did melacha d'oraisa. So what melacha shetiken kli? Shetiken kli means mitakin mana maka bepatish. If something is not functional and then you make it into a functional kli, that's melacha d'oraisa maka bepatish. Rashi points out, had nakel lahacha because of Yehuda d'le'el. We had a statement earlier in the Amud, Rav Kana asked the kasha, and so therefore nakel kul hanach mili d'shmaitin d'aminu Rav Yehuda v'svin Rav Kana. Okay, that's the statement itself. Now we have Rav Kana's kasha. Rav Kana comes and asks, maskev Rav Kana v'chima bein zele megufas chavis. So here too, there are going to be various pshatim. What is he asking from? Megufas chavis means a stopper on a barrel. Rashi comments, Yamina and perk chavis kenishbura. Rashi quotes the Gemara and Kupi above in Shabbos. The matiz rosha b'Shabbos b'sayif l'ftoach es chavis. So without knowing much, we would say that the issue has to do with opening up the chavis from the top. You're using a saw and you create a pesach on the top by removing this stopper. And l'chora, you're opening up something and making a keli out of it. So Rav Kana didn't hear the difference between the case of Poseach Beis HaTzavar and Megufas Chavis. To which the Gemara answers, Rav Yehuda Amar Rav answers, Zeh Chibur, Amalei Zeh Chibur, V'zeh Eino Chibur. One case, it's Chibur, and in that case, when you would be opening it, that's considered Matakin Mana. And the Zeh, in the case, in other words, of the Mekufas Chavis, Eino Chibur, even though there's a slight attachment that's not really considered to be like it's attached, so he didn't make a Kli, because it already was already not considered a Chibur to begin with. Rashi says, Zeh Debes Atzavah Haya Chibur. Therefore, Hilkach Pesach Tikun Chadash Hu Zeh. So when you open it up, that's called a Tikun Chadash. Avu HaMegufa, Afa Pishe Hitucha Al Pi HaChavis Betit. There is some kind of some binding material that creates this connection between the stopper and the chavis, but ain't a chibur. It's not really something that makes it one entity. So even though it's settled there and it creates some kind of a cover, but it's not really viewed as being mechubar, and therefore it's not called you made a new Pesach, you made a kli. That's the Gemara. This Gemara appears, as you know, also in Shabbos. Just read it over there as well with the Rashi. You will see the same basic thrust of the sugya, just to have it there as well. So there Rashi comments, HaPosech Beis HaTzavar is Cholcholok L'chadchila, meaning Rashi wants you to realize that it never was opened before. Here Rashi's words is L'cholok Chadash. Here Rashi says L'chadchila. Apparently Rashi understood that one could have thought the case is, and we'll see Rabbeinu Tam is quoted by the Rishonim as learning this way, that it actually had been opened, and the people who manufactured it, they resealed it. They resealed it, and afal pikein, that would be also a chiyuv chatas of makah b'patish. That's how Rabbeinu Tam learns. Rashi didn't want to learn that way. Rashi learns, posech b'tzatzava shalchok l'chatchila. Chayiv chatas dehashta kamash v'lei mana. You have to note, Rashi maybe would have argued on the halacha coin in Rabbeinu Tam's case. The chayiv shemakah b'patish, Rashi spells it out, v'hainu gemar malacha. And then again, the question there, Ma bein zeh mekuf haschavis. So Rashi quotes the Shanya. Rashi tells us it's a brisa. Here you wouldn't know it from Rashi Bayas. It's a brisa according to the Gemara, Perek Chavis Yenishbara. Maybe Adam Chavis, umatis es rosha b'sayif, umanicha lefnei ha'orchim. So again, you take take a saw, and you cut off. Again, where are you cutting exactly? Matis rosha top, the sayif, and you can have the access to feed the guests. Right, achnasas orchim is in the ear. We just had a parshas vayera, big deal. Achnasas orchim. So you have to know to what extent is that part of what's matirit. Is there some need to be matirit for the sake of? Megufa es chavis, megufa ena men a chavis atzmo, apish et vukabo, ena chashav chibur, shariri natel omedes. Rashi adds a likuda. Pshat is, it's not a chibur, even though right now, technically, there is something that's binding it, but since it's meant to constantly be lifted up, so therefore, it's like it's open already. It's not really considered to be what? Avla beget, kishenera, kulo chibur. Again, perhaps a remez in Rashi, that the pshat that Rabbeinu Tam holds in the Gemara, that Rishonim quote, is not correct, because the Gemara says zechibur zeinu chibur, which means pashat is that the which is the case of zechibur, beis hatzava. So Rashi wants you to realize why zechibur, because it wasn't yet opened. So right now it's totally a chibur. Could be Rabbeinu Tam's pshat where it was already open and it was just like temporarily sealed, Rashi would hold that that's not considered chibur. Shavili natel omedes, Rashi says, by the case of Megufa. So maybe that linatel omedes will be Rabbeinu Tam's case as well. Obviously, here also it's linatel omedes, but l'maisa, right, nothing has happened yet. It's never been opened, so that would be considered a malach. Now, Tosfos here in Shabbos has a different way to read the Gemara. He has a series of kashas on Rashi. So let's just look at the Tosfos, but then we're going to have to look, obviously, at the Gemara itself and where it's connected. Pirish Bekundris, Tosfos says here in Shabbos Memches. Pirish Bekundris, Desanyel Kaman Perchavis, Shim Gamla Omer, Matiz Besayif, Manichov Ne Orchim. Ve'en Nir Gari. Says Tosfos, this is not correct pshat. The imkain my mishani zeh chibur zein a chibur. Chasam na mi chibur hu. Chayra, this is not a good teretz because the case that you're bringing from the Gufas Chavis, the way Rashi learns pshat in the Gufas Chavis, it's the same problem. It is chibur. Why? The Rav Shimon Gamliel shari, that's the tana there. That's matirit. The shari lahat is afil Gufa Chavis imam Gufa. In other words, you're not talking about sawing it where the stopper is. You're doing with the gufa chavis. You're cutting through, which is mamish. It's one entity. It's part of the actual chavis. You're not cutting where the magufa is. That's meant to be taken off. That ain't a chibur. But you're cutting below that, so that's mamish middle of the barrel. Kedemucha chasam. So how does Tosfos prove that? So he quotes the Gemara. Let's take a look at the Gemara. Just get a context. Before we continue with Tosfos, let's look at the Gemara that Tosfos is about to quote. Now let's notice, before we do that, just again to get a frame of reference here, where this Gemara is coming from, and again, will help us for Tosfos' own pshat. The Mishnah states the following, and this Mishnah itself is a very big Mar Mokum for the whole Inyan that we talk about today, Halacha Shabbos, Halacha L'maisa, opening cans, opening whatever type of can, whatever type of seal on a bottle, soda bottles, or whatever, milk cartons, and so on and so forth. The big Mar Mokum is this Mishnah. Shover Adam is a chavis, lecho he mena, grow gross. Uvachu is kavin lasas kli. Part one of the Mishnah says, a person may break through a chavis, barrel, what's inside? Food. What's inside? Dried figs. You want to get to the figs, you can break the chavis, as long as you're not intending to make a kli. Now, what malachas potentially do we have here? Soser. What?
Soser.
Soser. Soser. Now, you have to know, is it really Soser d'oraisa? So what issue could be at stake here? Binyan Ustira, does it apply by Kalim? So major machokis Rishonim, based on Gemaris. When you construct something in the ground or connect it to the ground, that's clearly bona. You take things together and it's mechubal karka, a big structure. But when we talk about bona bekelim, mustir bekelim, that's a shaila. So if you want to consider sosa, you have to assume that there is an inyan of stira bin yustir bekelim. What other potential malacha do we have here? Makabe patish. Then the Mishnah says, you're not niskavin lasas kli. What's the basis of the heter? Not clear either. Rashi says, the ain b'makalkel shomis haShabbos. The issue is not an issue because you're makalkel. So it's chatchila mutter. You look in, I think it's the Ran on this Mishnah. Let's see. He has a few words to Rashi. Rashi seems to say, since you're makalkel, so you could argue, what's matir it? Stop, nothing wrong. Makalkel is automatically mutter, chatchila. Generally, what do we say? Turin, right? But turin, but you still have to deal with the rabbanans. Here it says you're allowed to do it. So what's matir it, chatchila? Possibly. What the onik Shabbos of it, you'll have the food. So you have to get to the food. So it could be that Rashi will learn. That alone is the basis for the heter. The Chachamim said that when it comes to tzorach of achila, maybe there's no iser at all. Again, you have to get around the possible doraisa. You can't be matter doraisa. So it could be that Rashi holds ain't been in the stira b'kelim, so there's no issue of stira midoraisa. Now, stira might not be a problem for another reason. When is sosa a problem? For malacha, that's by definition, we see this more with Korea, for it to be a malacha, it has to be almenas l'take, l'mashal. Soser almenas livnos. Korea almenas litpor. Mechabe almenas. Yeah, so all these things are you have to find a tikkun. You know what type of tikkun and so on. And what's the nature of this halacha. So, okay, so the Ran, let's read it quickly on the Mishnah. Shava Adam Fachavis, Lechem and Agrogas, Pirish Rashi. This is in Dapi Arif Samach Aleph from a base. If you want to look it up later, Samach Aleph from a base in Dapi Arif and Shabbos. The Ein B'Makalko Shumis of Shabbos. V'lo Nihira asks the Ran. The Nihi, they call Makalko and Peturin, Isra Mi'aika. Ask the Ran, what is Rashi going to gain? Makalko. So that just means it's not Doraisa, but we're talking here that we're talking here about being Matel Chatchila. Ela Hainu Taima. Kevan de bi alma mekalkel pater avo aser hacham ishim tzorach Shabbos shari lechatchila. So that's how the Ran learns Kini Rabbi Das Rashi, that the fact that it's tzorach Shabbos, they will matir certain things even though otherwise bidraban and aser. But then he continues. He says dafka bekli katan de l'shayach be binyan ustira bekli gadol lo, and he gets into the question of binyan ustira. There's a long tosis here, if you notice. And this is going to be the basis of the Pesach and Shulchan Aruch, which I think I did give you, the beginning of the Siman there. So it might just mention again, Derech Agav, this is not what we're focusing on ultimately, but just to have the frame of reference. So the Tosus here, doesn't agree with Rashi, and he works out, because of the problem of Binyan Ustira, Bekelim, Tosus says that we're talking about a certain type of a Chavis, not an ordinary Chavis. He has a kasha from the Gemara in Erevin. We're not going to go into the specific other Gemaras that Tosus references, but L'chora, Tosus has to learn Pshat in our Mishnah about a particular type of a chavis, not an ordinary chavis. He says, the Mairi, look in the middle of the Tosus, where it says, the Nira, the Hasam, Aser, the case in Erevin, the Shabbat, Samigdal, the Hacha, the Shari. See where it is? It's right, almost equal to the Mishnah, where the Mishnah is in the middle, the Tosus to the left of that. He says, the Nira. He says, "Hacha d'shar l'shabes achavis mishem demari b'mustiki." See that word "mustiki"? Has anyone ever heard that word before? No, "mustiki." K'demuki la b'beitza. He brings the Gemara in Beitza that the Gemara has a kasha there from this Mishnah, and the Gemara makes an ukimta that the case of the chavis is a case of mustaki. The Gemara does it for its own reasons over there with a particular kasha. What is mustaki? I read from Rashi there in Beit Sudaf Gamid Gimel. It means it's a very weak type of a chavis. It was just glued together. It's not really a real whole chavis. Kitanya, Hirashi says in Beitza, the Mutter, the Mustaki, Chavis Shavura, Shemedapkin Shvarea Besraf Shal Eitz, Shosin Mena Himenu Zephes, Umedapkin Bo Kairos Cheres Hanishbarin. So, in other words, the pieces were basically broken off, and then you kind of glued them together haphazardly, so it's just like a very fragile keli. It's not really a real keli that was holding together. It's just kind of patchwork. That's what mustik is. The reason why it's relevant for the halachas that we speak about a lot of times with the opening on Shabbos is because, let's say you have a wrapper around something, and we typically, you know that halacha l'maisa, we hold for food, whatever, you could take off the wrapper to get into whatever it is. So the equivalent of it's equivalent to mustik. It's not really it's a very fragile type of a cover. It's not really you're not really making a kli out of it. It's not really anything. It's just a little wrapper. So that's why the mustiki word is something I maybe asked if you knew about it, maybe you heard about it, if you're a shir on the topic. So Tosfos learns that's the case of this Mishnah. The case is that the Gemara says in Beitza for that Gemara, that's the case of our Mishnah. Kidimuki love Beitza. He quotes the Rashi. First Rashi Asim Dainu Chavis Shavura, we just read the Rashi inside. Fine. Mishum Hachi Dafka Chavis Shari. The machmas can you say lo chayas alei? They'll tell you sometimes, poskim will say, if it's a strong type of a container, so you want to eat what you're breaking it open for, ruin the whole bag. You ever hear that? It shouldn't be reusable. Why? Because otherwise you're making a keli. So the question is, what's considered like, you know, a potato chip bag? Is that really something that you use real storage, or is it just, you know? But the more that the container has a certain chashiva, so when you're breaking through to be able to get the food that the container is going to be disposed of, then it's not like you made a keli. So the point that Tosfos says is that's a mustiki. Chavis shari, the machmas gebiyuso lo chayis alei, the lekel amecha, Hashem yizkav lasas kli, v'chein kua shemayta da'acha b'mustiki. The Gemara Beis only says it for Rebbe Lezer, the Gemara is kasha there. No, you have to say it for us as well. Okay, that's the Tosfos. So if you'll see Lamasho in the Shulchan Aruch, just again, we're going to get to the Gemara in a second, but just look for a second at the beginning of the Siman. I gave it from the beginning of the Siman already for that reason. Shin Yudalet Sif Aleph. So the Mechabit says, Ein Bini Nistir Bekelim. When is that true? Hani mili she'ena binyan mamish. Kigon chavis she'nishbera. Being just continuing the machaber. The dibek shvareha bezefes. So when is ein binyan eskir v'kelim? Only in the type of a chavis that broke and you stuck together, you glued together its pieces. Yachol l'shavra likach mashabetocha. So according to the machaber, when is this halacha true of shava adam chavis? Not the way Rashi learned. Rashi seemed to say, with the Ran learned Pshat and Rashi that we saw, right? Mekalkel is not aser b'mokom tzorech Shabbos. Tosfos says a different word. It's only because it's in a case like this. You're not making a keli. You're not going to make a keli out of it. You're not chayis alei. Ulevat shel yechavin lenak v'nek v'yof v'shiyel l'pesach. Again, you have to do so. We didn't want to create a Pesach. Dimkin havli metakin mana. Avam hishleima. If it were not a mustiki equivalent chavis, then also a shavra, afil bin she'ena osikli. Why? What malacha? Sosa. Afil neka bi'alma osir. Again, maybe it's not the raisa, but it'll be osir drabonim at the very least. If it's not a nasletake, it would still be a malacha of sosa. Okay, so this is the parallel to the Mishnah. This is the Mishnah Berurah. You can see the Mishnah Berurah on your own. Look, just look for a second in the in Sivkat and Zayin here, okay? Asa l'shavra, if it were not a mustiki chavis, it would be a shlema, then asa l'shavra mitam stira, because it's soser. Aye, what's the problem? It's not soser almanas. We have nos. What's the answer? Why is it still aser? Midrabanan. So that's the psak of the Mechaber that aligns with Tosis. Then he brings the Bir Hagra that ain't shtir b'kelim, even k'shos ha'shvir b'klei shlema. Okay. That's parallel to the Mishnah. Now let's look at the Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Mem Vav. So we'll skip over the first piece of Gemara. This is what Tosis in on the earlier Gemara in Shabbos. They said Tzavim, the Mechaz took quotes from this Gemara. So the Shai was asked of Rav Sheshes as follows. Mahu, before that, what else does it say in the Mishnah? This is going to be the Negiah for Tosis. What else does it say in the Mishnah, the next part of the Mishnah? The Ein Nokvin the Gufa Shel Chavis, Divrei Rav Yehuda, V'Chacham Matirin. Goes on to say, where? So what can you do? Shova Adam is a chavis, lechem and a grogros. We have Rashi, we have Tosis on that. Further in the Mishnah, ein nokvin megufa shel chavis. But the Chachamim say you could. What is this referring to? Making a hole. You have a megufa, you have the stopper. You want to make a hole in the megufa, so the Chachamim say that's not called making a Pesach in the Chavis. To make a puncture in the Megufa is not called making a Pesach in the Chavis. That's Mutter L'chadchila, according to Chacham. Why is this relevant to Tosis? Because for Tosis, this is going to be the Pshat in the Gemara. Right? Tosis is going to have Kashas on Rashi. Maishna, Rav Kana's Kasha, Maishna mean Megufa. Rashi is going to learn what we're now going to see in the Gemara. Tosis is going to ask Kashas. Tosis is going to learn that the Gemara of Kana was asking from the second part of the Mishnah we just read now. And that's Gemara's Kasha, and the Gemara's going to answer Sechi B'Zein Achib. Okay. See in the Gemara. Boim Naim Rav Sheshes. Ma'u L'mivraz Chavita B'Burtiya B'Shabita. What's the Shaila? What does this mean? L'mivraz is to spear, to take a spear and to puncture with a spear a Chavis B'Burtiya B'Shabas. Rashi says Romach Letochva Bigdof Neha Linkov. The Mivraz is Litchov. You want to spear, create a hole in the middle of the barrel, so its contents will now spill out from that opening that you created. What's the shaila? What's the shaila if you can do it or not? The Pischa Kamachavin VaAsir Odima LaAyin Yafa Kamachavin VaShari. What are the two stadim of the shaila? Do we say Yemachavin LePesach? In which case it's Aser, what's the Melacha Pashtus, Metakin Mana, you're making a Pesach. Or do we say, that's not what you're doing. What are you doing? Ayin Yafet, Rashi says, L'harchid motza yayin b'nekev gadol, midlon nokev lekiderech hanok v'negel nekev agol v'yafet. If your intention was to make a Pesach, you would make it very professionally, it would have a certain surah, it would be very round and nice and neat. Instead, it's very haphazard. Boom, you know, it's just not, it doesn't look like a real Pesach. It's just, you know, it's just to be able to get the contents out. So, Memela, you create a puncture. So, therefore, it would be mutter. It's l'ayin yafe. Or is it a Pesach kamachavin? That's a shayla. What did Rav Sheshes say? We view this as a malacha, a Pesach kamachavin v'asim. Okay. Comes up, according to Rav Sheshes, what can't you do? You can't make us a puncture in the middle of the barrel because that's viewed as you're making a Pesach. Meisivei, now comes the kasha from the case that Rashi quoted in our Gemara and in Shabbos from Rav Kana's kasha. Rav Shim Gamliel Omer, may the Adam chavis shel yayin umatiz rosha b'sayif. So what does it say here? Rav Shim Gamliel says you're allowed to take a chavis shel yayin and you're allowed to saw its head, its top off with the scythe, with the saw. So you see that it's mutter. No. So what's the case? You're taking off the top or you're sawing in the barrel? The Gemara is comparing this and asking Akasha from here, if it were talking about the top, what's the whole kasha? There's nothing to ask. After all, the top is it's really open already, right? So the whole basis of this kasha, and the Gemara is going to give a different chiluk, and when it's going to say over there it's different, there it's mutter, because there it would be for sure ayin yafa kamachavin, unlike the case that you have here. That's my answer. Hasam vade ayin yafa kamachavin. Hacha im isa do ayin yafa kamachavin of tuchim miftach. Rashi. Hasam vade ayin kamachavin. Shemarke pia lamata mimigufasa. The words are important. Just look at the words though. Rashi may be answering Tosus Kash implicitly. Shemarke pia lamata mimigufasa. Rashi says you're expanding its opening below the stopper. So it is below the stopper. Kidiktani matis es roshas svaspia. So it's Zayin Yafa. You're creating a greater opening. But here, it's for sure making a Pesach. Why? Because if it were to create an easier flowing of the contents out, luftuchem yiftach, then what do you have to do? Simple. What do? Just take off the stopper on the top. So therefore, that's the answer given. Okay, this is the Gemara. Now that we have the Gemara, let's see back in Tosus Shabbos and Ches, what he asks in Pshat and Rashi in our sugya and the sugya in Shabbos. Again, so we took a little detour because we read the Mishnah. Just keep that as a sort of on the side. But now we saw the context of the Gemara. We saw the Mishnah, but now and the two parts of the Mishnah. Go back to Tosus. The Ein Nira L'Ri, Rashi's Pshat does not appear correct in Cain. My Mishani ze chibur ze ena chibur. What's the teretz of the Gemara? That the case of Beis HaTzavar is chibur, and the case of Megufas Chavis is ena chibur. What do you mean? Hasam Nami, the case of Megufas Chavis that you're talking about is also chibur. You're cutting with the Gufa Chavis together. Again, the spearing in the middle of the barrel. Sigmar had a kasha from Shem Gamliel's statement that you could saw in the barrel. That which Rav Sheshes forbade you from spearing the barrel, where is that happening? Why? Because what's the lashon of the Gemara? Limnivraz chavita. So where are you spearing it? Obviously in the chavis. Hayna begufa chavis. The chavita chavis gufa mashma. The o the megufa shari. And if it worked, if you're talking not to do it in the chavis, but in the megufa, then that for sure is anyway mutter. That's the Mishnah. The tnan masnisin enok megufa shal chavis devi Rabbi Yehuda v'cham matirin. So it comes out, Mishim Gamliel was matir to matiz rosha. It's obviously analogous to the case of what the Shaila was from Rav Sheshes, that he paskid aser, and we showed you that case was in the Gufa Chavis, Rav Bosai, right? Halt and cut, right? So Mimela, Mashmet, the Shavish HaMuyah, feel the Gufa Chavis, do I in Yafik HaMachavit? It comes out that the Het of Shingam Liyah was in the Gufa Chavis, and the reason is because your intention was not to make a Pesach. So if you want to give a teretz to the Kasha, Maishna Beisat Savar, that's aser as a Pesach, Maishna Megufas Chavis as Rashi interpreted it. How did Rashi interpret Megufas Chavis? The case of Matiz Rosha, of Shem Gamliel, so then we should use the Gemara's answer in the Gemara that said that what makes that different than Rav Sheshes' case that answered, because it was Ayin Yafa Kamachavin. Otherwise he could have just taken the stopper off. So then Gemara should have given that teretz. These are the kashas and Rashi. He takes the Gemara. The context of the Gemara clearly indicates that the case that Rashi was learning pshat in Megufa Chavis, which is a case of Rav Shimon Gamliel being matir, was in the Gufa Chavis. So then, what's pshat zeh chibur zeh chibur? First of all, it obviously is chibur because it's middle of the Chavis. And if you want to give a chiluk from that and pesach beisat savi, you should say what the Gemara said. These are the kashas. We'll have to see how to be miyashiv das Rashi. But for now, let's see how Tosis therefore learns different pshat in the Gemara by us and in Shabbos. That's the whole Tosis. So Tosis presents different pshat. Now, in this Tosis, he doesn't tell you the other case of Beis HaTzavar, but of course that's going to go together. Let's see what Tosis says in the Kasha. Pshat in the Kasha. Pirsha Binu Tam. Bechima Bein Zele Megufas Chavis. Meaning to say, not referring to Shim Gamliel in the Braisa and the Gemara, of Matis Rosha, because that is a simple distinction. That the distinction is Ayin Yafek Amacha. Rather, the Tanan Perek Chavis, the second sentence of the Mishnah, Ein Okvin Megufas Chavis. You can't puncture the stopper of Rabbi Yehuda Vacham Matirin. So what's the Shaila? How come? So what I've kind of asked? How come it says in the Mishnah that you can puncture Megufas Chavis L'chatchila, and here Beis HaTzavar is Chayv Chatas? Okay, so that's the new Pshat. Now, the case Tosis didn't directly address, but we'll see that what the Rishonim says within Rabbeinu Tam, the case itself is a different case. And you see why you have to do that, because according to this, like, what kind of kasha is it? Tosis is going to say more about this, but Beis HaTzavar, you're making a Pesach for the first time. Right? According to Rashi. And Meguf HaTzavar, you're puncturing a stopper which is artificially put and connecting to the so forget about anything else. That's an obvious distinction, right? So like what how you can comparing bechlal the case of puncturing a magufa, which is not organically part of the chavis, and a case of opening up a Beis HaTzavar, which is there was never an opening before. So the teretz we've shown him bring that Rabbeinu Tam learned pshat in Beis HaTzavar differently than Rashi. Rashi learned that the opening Beis HaTzavar means for the first time. Rabbeinu Tam, as we'll see quoted by the other Rishonim, learns that Beis HaTzavar means it was open, and the manufacturers put some kind of a thread around it to close it up, and now you're opening it anew. So now already it blurs the big wild distinction between this case and the case of the stopper. And nevertheless, Tosis is still going to ask Akasha, as we're now going to see, but how could the Gemara still be asking Akasha? There's still a very big difference between an opening of the nature over here and the opening that you made over there. Let's see what Tosis continues with. Again, this is all Tosis, Pshat. The Imtoma. Hasam l'kuliyama lo mechayiv chatas. What are you asking from? Making a hole in the Megufa. In the stopper itself. But there would never be the possibility of a doraisa. Why? The Gemara says a klal in Masechet Shabbos that Dvar Torah kol Pesach she'en osi lahachnis ulahotzi eino Pesach. In other words, a Pesach to be considered to be a Pesach for Metakin Mana, possibly for Binyan, has to be an opening that is meant to be able to go both ways, both directions, to be able to put something in and to bring out. That's called a Binyan. That's called a Pesach. But if it's not lahachnis ulahotzi, then it cannot be a Melacha doraisa of a Pesach. No? Then if that's the case, there's a big difference between the Pesach of Beis HaTzavar and the Pesach of the hole in the Megufa. What are you trying to do by the Megufa? Are you trying to be able to get the contents out, spill out? You're not creating a Pesach Hachnis Ulahotzi, just to be able to get out. Whereas by Beis HaTzavar, it's Hachnis Ulahotzi. So how can the Bachal be a Kasha? Satosis has to give a teretz as follows, within his own pshat. Let's read the whole kash again. L'kuliyam ulo mechayiv chatas, k'dom ba'asam b'gemar, d'var Torah, kol pesach yasa lachnis ulo hotzi, eno pesach. Avol hocha pesach beis HaTzavar, osu yulachnis ulo hotzi, v'im kein mai kash ele. So how could there be a kash from the Gufa Tzchavis according to Tosis? Yishlom adachi parach, here's the kash. Keva de mechayiv chatas, v'posiach beis HaTzavar, mishum de osu yulachnis ulo hotzi, since you're mechuyiv chatas, because that Pesach is a bona fide Pesach midoraisa, Im kein nami gabi megufa, im osu lachnis ulahotzi. Were it to be a Pesach that were both for both in going in and out, hayachayev chatas. And therefore, in a case where you only created the Pesach in the megufa, only lahotzi, hilka chashta nami she'en osu lahotzi, hayolasa midrabana. And yet the chachamim amati lechatchila. So that's where Kana is coming from. Kana is asking not a kasha that it should be chayev chatas. But if it's chayiv chatas in your case, then the megufa should be l'chol hapachas aser l'chatchila. That's according to Tosis, who learns that the kasha was from the Megufa in the Mishnah. So then, how, even though it's not the Hakness Ula Hotzi, but it should be at least a Durabana. So what's the teretz of the Gemara? Meshani ze chibur and ze eno chibur. Shamagufa eina min achavis. That's not part of the chavis. Afil ma yasui nekev shebe megufa lachnis alahotzi lahechayev chatas. You're basing your kasha to be asur chatchila, because what would have been if it would have been a real pesach lachnis alahotzi? The answer is it wouldn't have created a chatas there either, because the megufa is not a chibur to the chavis. Kachsha rabban, and therefore to the extent that he only made a pesach lahotzi, it's not even going to be asur chatchila. So we have at least a picture here of Tosis versus Rashi. Let's go back. According to Rashi, we saw two different possibilities of what the pshat of Megufas Chavis is when Rav Kahana is asking a kasha on Rav Yehuda Marav. According to Rashi, the kasha was from the case of Rav Shimon Gavriel in the Braisa, where you can saw from the Chavis to create a big opening, and the kasha would be, so why here is a Chayv Chat Datas and there it's Mutul Chatchila? The problem Tosis has on Rashi is that, and the Gemara gives a teretz, Zechibur is Eno Chibur. So Tosis says, the case over there is in the barrel, not in the Megufa, so it is a Chibur. Moreover, the Gemara should say a different answer. That the difference is that over there it is Ayin Yafika Mechavim, like the Gemara says, that's what makes it better than the case of Avsheshes when he speared the barrel, which was not La'ayin Yafika, it was for Pesach. Those are two kashas on Rashi's Pshat. Tosis learns that the Gemara's kasha, of Kana's kasha, is not from the Vrais of Shem Gamliel. That's for sure different, because Tosis points out. Kasha is from the case in the Mishnah where you want to puncture in the stopper itself, Chachamim Amater Rechatchila, and Ma Bein Zeh L'Megufas Chavis, how come up here it's Chayv Chatas? What's the kasha? There it's not a Pesach Lachnis Lohotzi, so for sure you can be Chayv Chatas in a Chenami. But were it to be Lachnis Lohotzi, you should be Chayv Chatas. And therefore, when it was only a Pesach that was meant lahotzi, it should be drabbanan asi. It says the Gemara, no, even were it to be lahachnes lahotzi, it would not have been chayv achatas because it's eno chibur. Okay, what do we say for Rashi? Defense of Rashi. Chor, these are very strong kashas. So, first of all, the Aruch HaNer has a diuk in Lashon Rashi in Shabbos, as far as the actual case. What was the case? We assume you're cutting it where? Nugufa is on the top, and where are you cutting it? Anywhere, right? Below, right? What's the Lashon of Rashi? Take another look at Rashi's language. Shabbos Memches. The Ayin Yafa Hasam Vadai L'Ayin Yafa Mechavein. Look at the language of Rashi. Shemarchiv Piha L'mata Mimiguvasa Kediktani Magad. This is Gemara's Teretz, why it's different than the case in the spear. There it's L'Ayin Yafa, as opposed to the spear where you wanted to make a Pesach. Otherwise you could have just taken off the stopper. What is the Ayin Yafa? How's Rashi explain it? Marchiv piha lamata mimigufasa. So the Aruch HaNer understands Rashi as follows. Then he's trying to answer the kasha Tosis has. The chora, it is a chibur, right? Because it's in the middle of the barrel. So he says Rashi's language suggests as follows. Hamigufa is berosh ha-chavis. Top the chavis, you have to stop it. Now, when you want to expand the opening, matis hamegufa im chelak ma'at shelamata mehamegufa. You are actually cutting at the stopper, but you're cutting the stopper along with a little portion of the chavis that's below it too. Not that you're taking a new stab, you might say, whatever. So, at another point, you're actually cutting the megufa along with something that's below it, which creates a greater nekev. The megufa is not, let's say, the entire circumference of the barrel. It's a portion, right, of the on the top of the barrel. So now you're cutting near the megufa and creating a bigger nekev. Let's say if it's on the top. You're creating a bigger nekev as a result of what you cut. So you're cutting into the gufa chavis, but you're starting out from the area that's already open, that the stopper was on. You follow me, Rosa? I've had a board. I mean, but you can't follow me. No, yeah. Let's. I don't know if the opening, where's the goof? Let's assume it's on the top. Okay. It can be this way too. It can be vertical. But either way, there's an opening and there's a stopper on the opening. The stopper is covering an area that's open, a nekev. You're taking a saw and you're expanding that nekev that the stopper was over. So now you have it's a bigger nekev. It's not a new nekev. That's how he learns Rashi. That's where Rashi says, L'harchiv motza yayin v'nekev gadol. So the Gemara says, so there, for sure, it's l'ayin yafat ha-machave. You just want to have a bigger hole. Okay, that's what he suggests. Then he brings what we spoke out a minute ago. He said Rashi did not feel he could learn Pshat like Rabbeinu Tam, like Tosfos learns, that the kasha was Megufas Chavis from the top in the stopper itself, because what kind of Pshaychus is it to the case of Pesach Beis HaTzavar? There you're making a totally new Nekev, and Megufas Chavis is not a new Nekev. It's already something. So the answer is that Rashi had to learn differently. And what did Tosfos going to have to say? Tosfos is going to learn Rabbeinu Tam, that it's not a new Nekev here either. Because it was already open and it was sealed again, and then you opened it afterwards. The Maaser of the Ritva here has another answer for Rashi. Let's take a look at what you have it also. You have it in the Kovetz. You have it also here. What does the Ritva say? B'das Rashi. He brings the various kashas. Let's take a look at the Ritva inside also. Oh, it's in here. Okay. Maske for Rav Tana. You want to see it? Perish Rashi. What is Megufas Chavis talking about? Matiza b'Shabbes b'Sayif u'Poscha lotzim in a Peris. U'Parkinan, the answer given is Zechiba zein Chibur, Zedah b'Satzavar ha'yachibur ha'kach paseach havi tikun chadash. So it was Chibur, therefore you're opening it new. Megufa Ein zachibur have it ad kan lishono v'hikshu olav zal. Gemaisa the Rabban has a kasha also on Rashi. What was Rav Kana thinking? Why did Rav Kana ask a kasha? Isn't it obvious the distinction of zachibur ze'en achibur? Let's see what the Ritva says. Hikshu olav devadei Rav Kana mistama. Lo maskif mi begufas chavis, elu lafish and matis begufas shel chavis. I mean, Rav Kana couldn't be asking from the case where you're making a hole in the stopper itself. That's for sure different. He must be discussing a case where you're doing it in begufas shel chavis. Chada, de mi posech megufa atma lo yamakshe, lo posech besat tzava shelo niftach mi olam. That was never open. Ve'od de mehid de matiza besayif hachi masma. And here he quotes what we just saw in Tosfos. It's mashma shematis begufa k'damin b'tzachas b'shabbes b'ayim yom sheshes, and he brings down Gemara. Upachina maishna hasam b'tani meviyadu mesacholis matis b'sayif alma b'matis begufa yidumi deburtia. Umakina hasam an yafika machavin me'ata kasha hechi ahadel Rav Kana zechi zein achibur. What do you mean? Gufa shochavis chibur gamaru v'avli adurei. The other answer k'dohado hasam rav sheshes hasam an yafika machavin derech kilkul hachol pesach machavin. The old hikshu says the Ritva, Rav Kana the medami lei halai he the chavis, and can achinami mutar l'vtoch beisav chadash lechatchila afilu isur rabbana leika kehi the chavis. Ech efshe shloi tik beisatzav zeh isur rabbana mias. Would Rav Kana really expect it to be mutar lechatchila to open beisatzav? Okay, what does he say in defense of Rashi? V'yesh l'tareitz pirish Rashi. Very interesting teretz. I both say about halfway through the piece. V'yesh l'tareitz pirish Rashi. In Ochinami, the case of Rav Shim Gamliel Matis Rosh and the Gufa Chavis is in the Gufa Chavis. So Chavis, it is Chibur. Yes, but there was another Pesach. There was already another Pesach then this is not considered that you're making a Pesach, you already have a Pesach. Hard to matter, Zechi is in a Chibur Haki Kama. She says, she'll be said, Savar, she ain't b'chol ha-beged shum Pesach acher, ela zeh. This is the only thing that's being created, only this Pesach. Chibur gamer hu, v'chay mishim gvar melach, d'mak and patish. B'zeh shel chavis, ain't a chash of Chibur, is chayev, mishim mak and patish. It's not Chibur to be machayev you, the kevin she yesh la Pesach acher, ela shu tuach betid bi'alma, kipsucha chashuv alin yezeh, v'chash of Pesach shalat taza, gvar melach. Defining when you saw in the middle of the Chavis as a Gemar Melacha is going to depend on whether it already has a Pesach. If it was not a Keli before, and you made it a Keli with your Pesach, that's not going to be Patish. If it already has a Pesach, then you didn't create a Keli. It already is a Keli. You already have a Pesach before. This is again going back Halacha L'maisa. Think, for example, for a situation where, say, you don't open cans, you don't open bottles. Come to Shabbos and you want your drink. Is there an Eitzah? Simple Eitzah. What do you do? Puncture a hole in it. What's the Pesach? What are you making a Kegli out of? Let's say that cap. That's a functional Kegli. Again, those who say from Zalman and others, you're going to throw it out. It's not really a Kegli. Like even tuna cans, he's made on. Also, Rav Moshe has a long tshuva in Chel Galef, Kuf Chabez, I think it is. Very, very long tshuva. Fundamentally, he also is noted to hear the svara, but at the end he's machmir, but Maisa, he entertains the svara very much, that if it's really going to be not meant for storage, I'm not mistaken, Mabina is very makel in this also, is that right? Those who went to Tibarye, am I right? Does he tell you guys it's fine to use cans? Not open cans? No? You don't know? Okay, I think I remember when my brother was telling me. Anyway, I'm not sure. I can't say for sure. But Lamaisa, it's a big shaila, and a lot of posts came on this, and the differentiations between, but a simple solution in this case where you're stuck, is you have to work around Avgimochek and letters, and all these issues obviously are separate considerations, but assuming you get around to the other issues, so the issue of making a Keli would not present itself if there's already a flaw in the Keli. It's not going to be a container if there's a hole in it. So first make a hole in the top of the cap, and now you can just open it, because now you didn't make a Keli, it was already a hole in the Keli. So this is the point in the Ritva. When you had a Pesach already, then it's not cool. You're making a Keli, you're making a Takin Mana with your opening the Chavis. Yeah, that's the Ritva's Teretz for Rashi. The Kakasha, Udim King, Rav Kana, Mutter of Tov, Beis Hatzav, Chadash, Chatchila. The Kasha that we asked, oh, does this mean Rav Kana would allow you to open Beis Hatzav, Chatchila, because he's comparing it? Holo, Kasha, Kuli, Hai. That wasn't Pshat in Rav Kana. He didn't mean that. He didn't mean we mutchat chila b'beis etzaver. Rather, Rav Kana lo kasher yisur b'yalma. The kasher lo rav mamalacha. Rav Kana would agree that could be the rabbanon by beis etzaver. But you're telling me chayef chatas ma bein zelam meguf aschavis. That was a kasher. Ulachi baruch ma'ishnam meguf for the shaluchat chila. The lo machav lepischa. The alma ki machav lepischa lo avim lacha doraisa. The lo havi asir rabbanon chat chila. Hechad lo machav lepischa atu machav lepischa should be the rabbanon there. Okay. Lamaisa, at the end, he has another kasha in Rashi, and then he brings Rabbeinu Tam. Take a look a few lines down. Vanochon, k'mo shepirsh Rabbeinu Tam zal, d'ha d'rav, rabbe b'fiach pesach chadash l'gamri. This is now, again, to supplement the Tosfos, comes Rabbeinu Tam with a different case. It's not a new Pesach over here. Ela shekvar niftach b'chol. Ela shesagro so, it doesn't say who did this. Aydei tfiras chut o beged b'emtze iso. So they had some kind of a thread that they sewed on it to close it up. Kedach she'osim mechapsi b'gadim. He tells you the launderers do that. O kimosho ayurigilas anashim lesas b'sfarad. Again, he's referring to what he knew then. O pasach b'shabes o chut o so beged she'ayisham chayiv chatas shum gmar keli. So it was already open. Then it was sealed. Now you're reopening it. What is the kasha? So the kasha is from which case? Not the case that we're talking until now of Avshim Gamliel. It's the case where you made a hole in the Megufa itself, in the Mishnah, the Chachamim HaMatir. How come that's Mutter L'chatchila? And you're telling me when it was open, it was sealed by the launderers, and now you opened it again, it's Chayif Chatas, that's the kasha? And that's where the teretz comes in. of Hachibur, Uparech, Shizesha Beis Hatzav Hachibur, the Tfir Sachut, O Habeged Bem Se'iso Chibur, Gomelin, and Kelayim, he brings an interesting afkamina for Halacha, but Kelayim will be considered a Chibur, Uchol Davar, Bezesha Magufa, Eno Chibur, Pupsucha Vel Medesi. Take a look in the Shulchan Aruch on this. Okay, so we start with Aleph, Shin Yud Dalid. Maybe we'll go to Shin Yud Zayin. This is the case of Beis Hatzava. Okay? Siv Gimel. So HaMachaber Paskins, the following. Matirin Beis Hatzava Mikesha Shekshar Koves She'eno Kesha Shel Kayama. Avo ein poskin osa mechadash, the metakin manahu. So, if it's just some kind of a knot, which is not, this is not even the level of Rabbeinu Tam's pshat, this is stam, a knot that the wanderer put on, it's not kesher shel kayama, that you can undo. But you can't open it anew, that's shitas, that's the pshat according to Rashi. Haga, afiu kfar niftach, rak shechaza ha'uman ukesharo, O tefaro, the yachad kederach she'umnim osim. This would be l'chara who's pshat. Rama. What does he say? That's Rabbeinu Tam. The Mishnah Berurah. Take a look for a second. So, if it's just the wanderer that did it, it's not a kesher shel kayama. It's not asir es kayim. That would be mutter. This is also Nagel Maisa, for example. This is also a shayla that I posted to discuss. You ever see sometimes the, they must bring this over here in the Yerushua, I'm guessing also. Let's say they have socks that come with a little, whatever, a little strand that's attaching the two socks. And you have a new pair of socks, and you want to, can you separate them? So is that called the takin man? Is that like, there's a chesaron in the keli with, because of things are attached? It's always better to do it before Shabbos, but let's say you didn't. So most poskim say it's mutter because it's not cold that through the separation. Gloves, for example, it gets cold weather now, right? So you have gloves and you're wearing for the first time and they have the two gloves are attached with something. So most poskim would say that you're allowed to separate it because that's not it's not called metakin mana. They also discuss a similar shayla. I mean, I imagine the Dirshu would quote some of these also. And if you've seen this in Eretz Yisrael, you must have seen it. The levins are sometimes attached to each other. Like they get packs of two. You have to kind of separate them in order to eat each one individually. You ever see that? Okay. So there's another shayla, possibly machatech. If you're, man, if it is, when you cut something exactly at its point, could be, it is, could be. It's not machatech, not so simple, because usually it's only when you need it to be exactly there. But the shayla here, of whether it's called, you can eat each one even when it's attached to the other one. So pashtus, it's not metakin mana. But let's just see, and then we'll leave the Rambam for tomorrow. Those are probably coming in a minute. The Metakin Manahu, okay, not yet, but look at the Mishnah Bura, Chav Deis, the Chai Mishnah Maka, the Patish, the Hu Gemar Malach. Ukesharo, this is the Ramaz case. Then, Lachain Chashiv Ata Kepsicha Mechadish, Vasim Mishnah Metakin Manahu. Okay, I want to, Mr. Shem, what we'll try to do tomorrow in terms of completing the inyan is a whole other aspect of the sugya which we haven't touched on, Rabosai, and that is the possibility that there's another malacha involved here. What would that be that we haven't discussed at all yet? Well, it could also be possibly the malacha posech besetzava. No? Korea. Korea is one of the malachas. Now, Rashi ignores it. Rashi doesn't say anything about Korea.
It's not
So the obvious answer, this is what the Ritva says, but I would like you to look at the Kesef Mishnah according to the Ritva. It's a little better, the language is a little better than our Ritva. Pashtus, the simple answer, it's not Korea Amenas Letakin. But then the Kashi is a Rambam. The Rambam, L'chora, is counting this with Korea. But then again, we find cases of Korea that's not a Korea Amenas Litpur, right? It's not Amenas Litpur. But let's say there's a Tikkun that you have anyway, for some other reason. The Gemara has Rambam Kapaskin's the case, Korea Almeis Rachmanu Litzlan. Right? Korea Bachamaso. You're angry and you have to vent, so you rip something. So you metaken etz yitzrael, that now you're no longer upset. So the Gemara says that could be a malach of korea, because there is a tikkun involved. So chor over here, this korea does have a tikkun. Now it's functional. You can use this beged. So then you have to go back and discuss what about the malach of korea. So then we have to discuss with a big chidush of the bir halach, which you should look at. I gave it to you. Fascinating bir halach at the end of Shin Mem, where he has to deal with this question on Rashi. Why didn't Rashi acknowledge? And according to the Rambam, how do you read the Gemara? According to the Rambam, if the malach is korea, then what kind of kashas I'm kind of asking from? So this is a little bit that we'll try to still do some loose ends that we can at least do and get into mikvahs also. I don't know, we'll see if we get to it tomorrow or not. This is a very, very big sugya, but at least for ourselves, we used to have a perspective on Pashat, how to read the Gemara, Rashi, Rabbeinu Tam, the Gufas Chavis, exactly what is it? Is he here?